From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Alicia Zuckerman. During the Holocaust, Samuel Wielenberg was sent to Treblinka, the Nazi death camp in Poland. 900,000 Jews died there in 14 months. On August 2nd, 1943, Samuel took part in a revolt. 300 people escaped, and just 100 survived the manhunt afterwards. Samuel Wielenberg is almost 92 and the last known living survivor of Treblinka. And he's telling his story in Treblinka's Last Witness, a documentary from WLRN-TV tonight at 8. I spoke with Samuel and his daughter, Orit Wielenberg-Giladi, last week in our studios. They traveled here from Tel Aviv, Orit translated. Can you explain what it is like to continually revisit this time in your life, the Holocaust?
So he says that it's really a little bit difficult because whenever he's reminded again, it's as if he's lived again through all those memories. But if I may add my personal opinion as well, as his daughter, and he talks about it all the time, and for him, it never stopped. I think that every moment of his life, he's still living again his life in Treblinka. Even if we talk about food, or when we meet with friends and we start a casual conversation, somehow it ends up with things that happened in Treblinka.
Orit, how did you learn about what happened?
As my father's life, it was for me also part of my life. I realized that it's not a part of a normal child's life, only when I was a grown-up and I saw that others don't have this kind of memories from their childhood. But for me, you know, knowing about things that happened in Treblinka were part of my normal daily life, you know. Not all the Holocaust survivors were speaking very fluently about it. Many of those people, they wanted to put the past in the past and not to talk about it anymore.
Samuel, you decided to become a sculptor. Can you talk about that decision?
In fact, he started painting and sculpturing also only after he retired. Very, very soon he decided to sculpture things that happened in the camp of Treblinka. And the first sculpture that he did was called Scheißmeister, which is the master of the toilets. And it was a very tragic person. He was clothed by the Germans with clothes of a cantor, which is like, you know,
the person who sings in the synagogue.
That's right. But his job was to allow people to sit only a limited time in the toilets. And this statue, in fact, is this man crying to the empty blue Polish sky, you know, looking for the God that betrayed them.
Orit is an architect. She's working on plans for an education center in Treblinka, and she's designed several Israeli embassies, including the one in Berlin.
I first of all asked my parents, how do they feel about it? Because on one hand, it was the Israeli embassy, but on the other hand, it was in Germany, which is a country where my parents never go and never visit and never tolerate. And they immediately told me that they feel that it's a big victory for them. My father said, I would never have believed when I got out of Treblinka that my daughter will be designing the symbol of the Israeli freedom, in fact, in the heart of Berlin.
After we stopped recording, Samuel's wife, Ada, who lost both her parents in the Holocaust, said, we talked about the Holocaust all the time at home. Then she turned to her daughter, Orit, and said, but you did not grow up in a sad home. You grew up in a happy home. Orit nodded. Their next stop after the studio, the Apple Store on Lincoln Road. Samuel wanted to get the iPhone 6. The film Treblinka's Last Witness premieres tonight on WLRN-TV at 8 o'clock. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Alicia Zuckerman.